is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to the Clubhouse with Shane Bacon, a production of iHeartRadio. Welcome to the Clubhouse with Shane Bacon. I am your host, Shane Bacon, and hope you guys are having a solid Friday if you're listening to this on Friday. If not, you know what? I hope you had a solo Friday, and I hope you have a great weekend planned ahead. We are continuing our mini-series here of just bringing in good people in and around golf that have been doing good things during, obviously, COVID-19, the coronavirus pandemic. Last week, we had Sarah Hoffman on. If you haven't listened to that interview, go back and listen. A Symetra Tour player, went back to the hospital, has a nursing degree, and basically went back to help out in Michigan. And her story's great. You will be a fan of hers instantaneously when you listen to that. So if you didn't listen to Sarah, I would urge you to pause this, go back, listen to Sarah's story, then come back to this episode. That's a lot of me talking, just so you know. But that's what you've planned to do. That's what you're doing with your life. I can't fault you for your decision-making. Today, we have Akbar Chisti from Seamus Golf. He is a friend of mine. I mean, I've been a friend of his for a number of years. I go back to 2012. I was at Bandon Dunes for the first time. I was there for, I think it was TaylorMade Adidas had it was called Where in the World. And they had a competition where they brought two people together and it was two guys and they played golf all around the world. And they had to travel together through all this stuff. And the competition ended. I think it was a competition ended at Bandon Dunes was their final destination. And one of the two guys' basic reward was a full-time job. And they got the job and went there and worked and was in Portland. And it was cool. And so we were invited to come out there as bloggers and cover the finale, which I did. And I was in the pro shop. Last day of Bandon, first time at Bandon. Obviously, I've got to buy some stuff. You know, I was floored by the place. And I see this tartan head cover and has Bandon on it. It was, you know, it was subtle, but it was on this little piece of leather on the bottom of the head cover. And I bought it and I got back to Phoenix. And remember, I looked up the head cover company and I sent him a note and said, hey, you guys' stuff's really cool. I'd love to write a little thing on you. I do equipment reviews. And a week later, I got a box of about 10 head covers, all different, all tartan. All beautiful. And I will say, back in 2012, I was the envy of my buddies because I had these interchanging Seamus head covers, which I didn't know anything about the company and didn't know anything about the people. And now they are, I would say, my favorite golf company in the world. I like people that are nice and good that are successful because of who they are. And that is the Chistis in general and the people that work for them. You know, Akbar and Megat are great humans, but they're on here not because of what they've done with their head cover company. They're on here because of how they transitioned with their head cover company during the pandemic. And they have basically ceased head cover operations and started making masks for first responders. You'll hear the whole story with Akbar when he comes on. But I just wanted to give you a little bit of a background on why we are chatting about a head cover company during a pandemic. And this is why, because they have taken a step towards helping others, even if that meant costing their company a little bit of money. So round of applause to everybody we're having that are on this little series like I'm talking about. I think we've got a different guest next week, which will be a little bit of a different transition, but kind of the same. It's all positive, good, you know, feel good, find people that are making the best of an awful situation. I hope you out there are staying safe and staying smart and just following protocol. I mean, that's all we can do at this point. Everything's starting to open up. You're seeing golf courses all around the country. You're allowed to go out there and play golf. And so I just urge you that if they say don't touch the flagstick, don't touch the flagstick. If they say don't touch a rake, you know, I mean, just listen. If we aren't following the rules, then you're putting somebody else in a position to be in trouble by this. And I mean, that's what I continue to remind myself, right? I mean, if you're driving your vehicle erratically, you're putting other people in danger. I mean, and you don't want to do that. So why would you want to do that if you're out on a golf course enjoying the sunshine and the good weather wherever you live? So that's all I'm going to say. I'm thinking about all you out there. I'm thinking about all the people affected by this as we continue to roll out positive things done by positive golf people. So let's get to our guest. And we welcome into the clubhouse for the first time. I say this, I feel like a decent amount, and I mean it most of the time, but I am surprised that we have never done one of these podcasts before. Akbar Chisti, as you know, from Seamus Golf, a friend of mine. I mean, I don't know, what are we, like 8-9 years at this point? Is that how long it goes back?
As long as time. I mean, it's been a while, but it's the beginning of Seamus. I mean, we've had our own podcast without the recording, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, so I was going through, I was jumping on the internets, buddy. And May 16th, 2012. Is that almost exact? That is almost exactly 8 years ago. I wrote an Eye on Golf equipment review of your head covers with possibly the worst headline picture ever taken, your head covers on my apartment carpet. And I apparently found the lone part of my carpet that wasn't dirty at the time. This picture, and I will attach the link for people that so they get a chance to look at it. Dude, it doesn't do the head covers any justice at all. It's a terrible picture. I apologize for doing this to you.
I had been following your blog for a while, and I don't remember exactly how we connected, but I knew that when I saw your name, I was very excited because I was like, this guy's awesome and hilarious because you had that blog, Dogs Chasing Cars.
Yeah,
right?
Dogs That Chase Cars was my...
Dogs
was,
That Chase
yeah, that
Cars.
Was, that was... It was now, you're right a little bit because I couldn't get the URL Dogs That Chase Cars, so I had to buy Dogs Chasing Cars. For anyone out there that is thinking of starting a blog or an internet company, just go with Dogs Chasing Cars if that's the case, because it's really confusing to people when the headline's different than the URL. But yeah, I was writing on that. You know, I was writing 10 posts a day, and then I got the opportunity with Yahoo and then CBS Sports. I went to Bandon Dunes. There was a tartan head cover in the front of the shop. I said, this thing's awesome. I actually still have that head cover to this day in my closet. I occasionally will throw it on the 3-wood, and that was a Seamus head cover, and the rest is history. It's a company that I've loved from the start. It is to me one of the coolest golf companies out there. And it's a company that now has ventured into the, and you've always done this. I mean, you're a nice guy to begin with, but you have ventured into the helping out a whole bunch of other people world during all this pandemic. You started making masks, dude. I saw on the site you guys sent out over 13,000 masks on one single day in late April. Is that right?
No. That's not actually true.
Is that the total
that is
number?
That's the total number. We didn't make or send that in one day. 13,000 masks is where we were. I think we're at like 16,000 now, of which a quarter or so have gone to frontline, and then the rest went out to our supporters that engaged in that little project. But yeah, it's been a lot of masks. A lot more masks than head covers, that's for sure.
So where did this start? I mean, I know you and I know the company, and you guys are always trying to do good and help out. I feel like your business mentality, as we know so many businesses out there are, you know, how can I help me? I feel like you and your wife have always been the type of people that are how can I help you and how can I push golf into a different, you know, stratosphere and helping people in and around get into the game. This obviously has nothing to do with golf. I mean, this is simply about helping people stay safe. Where did the idea to make masks come from, and how did you guys transition the company from "we make head covers" to "we make masks"? Because I'm assuming that's not just a snap of the finger.
Oh no. I could snap my fingers all day long, but it didn't happen like that. You know, I have a brother, my little brother, Ali, doctor out in Hawaii, went to school for public health, and his future is in public health, and he's been applying those skills there. And we talk almost every day just to catch up. And, you know, when this thing started going down, he was pretty engaged in it for the state of Hawaii. And we talk about each other's stuff, and he's like, "What are you going to do? You guys need to start sending some masks out," because like he had some buddies that were in that category of like looking at maybe even using, you know, garbage bags or whatever, that were fighting on the front line, just that went to med school or went to the public health school. And so he advised us to start playing around with some designs. And I was like, okay, I'll start working on that. And not long after that, we had a couple customers that would ask about it. Even our bank asked about it. And then the local institutions asked about it. And while all that was happening, we'd already begun to work on it. And once we got to the point where we thought we were getting a good design, we sent out an email to our customers, only to find that a lot of doctors play golf. And a lot of doctors that were on the front line are our customers. So, you know, as a golf company, we're always doing things that we think our customers might like, and we hope. That's what we're working on. And in this case, golf was really going away at the same time. You know, we do a lot of events, tournaments, tour stop stuff, and all that stuff started getting deferred or canceled. And so we started to have an opportunity to do a lot of masks if that were the case. So we sent out our email, and only to find that there was 800 inquiries, of which there were several hundred thousand frontline type requests from both institutions and individuals.
Wait, that were several hundred thousand, you said?
500.
Okay.
500,000.
Jeez.
So that was a lot more. That was like, holy crap, we can't make that. And so we started moving like we thought we might be able to do some of that. But at the same time, the frontline requests started to go away. And so we only had maybe 3,000 or 4,000, I can't remember, frontline requests that they wanted these masks. And our masks are not N95 masks. They were basically what we could come up with at the time, which everybody had begun to sell masks at their house. But the difference is that, like, we've been basically operating that way through the first few years of our business. And to scale up quick and leverage our professional seamstresses made a lot of sense. So with that request, we started ranking them by location, figuring out, you know, if they're in affected areas. And since a lot of our employees who are working on golf shop orders didn't have work, we were able to retain them, and they just started engaging in the same customer service way, but with people who wanted masks. So immediately we began to send the masks, and not really knowing how much we would be sending while we were losing quite a bit of business, and then decided that we would need to have the help of the rest of the customers and engaged in a one-to-one type of setup where we would approximate 5 masks for each frontline request, and then our customers would get theirs afterwards, which has since happened. So they would get 5 as well. And so we started sending masks and selling masks, and we're selling masks now, and even starting to make head covers, which is promising.
Well, I was going to ask, I mean, you're a business, you're making head covers. This is what you do. This is what pays for, you know, food for your kiddo and the house that you live in. I mean, if you're not making head covers, I'm assuming you're not really making any money. So you've got to kind of swallow that part. I know a lot of companies around the country and around the world are struggling because of this exact thing. Why is it that you felt so inclined to take this on, knowing it was going to be all the things you said it was going to be? And oh, by the way, you're not really going to be making any dough.
Well, we knew we weren't making any dough anyways, so that was okay. I mean, we accepted that because most of the orders we booked at the PGA show were either deferred or canceled. And that had a massive impact on our business, really no different than a restaurant closing, right?
Right.
But at the same time, we still have always had this, you know, this commitment to our customer to come up with stuff that they would like to use. You know, if my brother hadn't sent me down the path of starting to get working on it, I wouldn't have necessarily started so early and been in a position to flip the switch when we needed to. So there's a lot of things that happened that enabled us to do it. And we just had to go into it. It's like the hit it and hope, you know, it's just, that's all we've been doing. And I think that, you know, if you really dug into it, most businesses right now are hitting it and hoping,
right?
You know, and I think that that's kind of how you have to be. And, you know, if this whole coronavirus thing were a rope bridge, you don't look down, you look straight or up and keep moving. So we didn't know when the golf world would return, but with as much golf was going on, we had to assume that people are playing golf, that it's going to come back. It's pretty COVID safe. It's just, we didn't know how much our business relied on travel. Because if Bandon Dunes shut down, what does that do to Seamus Golf, right? It's tough. But we're happy with our decision and the people, like the feedback we got, like every person that we sent them to was ecstatic. And our customers are like, well, my sister's a nurse over here. We'll send them to them. You don't need to order anything. And we just did that. And we feel great about it. And we're able to operate because we went all COVID safe here. Obviously, we have masks for our employees and all their families. So we were able to function through it with the hope of getting through this period of time at a break even.
Yeah, I mean, you have a company that I would imagine has an unbelievable loyalty to it. I'm assuming people that buy your head covers come back and buy more, and they buy ball markers, and they buy you know, pouches and golf bags and all the stuff that you have expanded the business to. And while you're not, you know, making money because head cover sales are canceled or they're not coming through, I'm assuming that the loyal customer that you guys have loved this, that you guys have selflessly done this, as I have. I mean, I've been massively impressed by companies like you and Bedratti that have kind of suspended business to help out other people. I mean, that's something I feel like a lot of places would not do.
Yeah. I mean, we are just lucky to be in a position to help. I think there's a lot of businesses that would have been eager to do something, but we stumbled into an opportunity where we could make a difference to the people that we work with and in our circle. And we'll never know how much we really helped other than we heard a lot of people were happy. And if people are happy despite this coronavirus for even a moment, I think we're doing our job.
Yeah. One of the nice things is I know there are some states. I was talking to a buddy yesterday in California. Golf courses are opening, but you're required to wear a mask. Now you got like a matching mask head cover thing going. Maybe you can really kind of really up your look, right?
You could. I mean, you know, wool is not very good. Like tartan wool is not an approved mask material. You know, I think that it's probably the worst mask material. But yeah, I mean, you know, our masks are, I'd say they're pretty cool looking. I mean, the design is really similar to that of, have you ever watched MASH?
I have watched MASH.
You need to go through and watch the first episode, the pilot. There's this guy wearing a Hawaiian shirt who's a doctor swinging a persimmon wood. That is my channeled spirit right there. And these guys are all wearing these masks that look exactly like ours. It's just a surgical mask. Ours is actually probably functioning better because those are cotton and ours has some poly and some moisture resistance in it. But in general, you know, I think the style of it isn't that bad. You know, I think it looks better than an N95, but if you're cruising into a hospital, you probably want the N95, right? But if you're on a golf course, you know, this is perfectly fine, I think. I think it's a good idea to wear a mask when you're around close to people, you know?
Yeah, pull the persimmon out and let's go. Pilot MASH episode. By the way, When you were younger in high school, or I guess maybe pre-high school, did you ever play the MASH game? Was that a thing where you grew up?
No, but I would totally do it.
The MASH game where it was mansion, apartment, shack, and house, I think, and then you listed all the things you counted. You didn't play that? I am now flabbergasted. Is I the only guy that played this? Is this a Marshall, Texas thing?
Nah, man, it probably is Texas. You guys do stuff different over there. But yeah. Y'all ain't right down there.
I'll show you after we talk. Hey, you mentioned Bannon Dunes. I want to go back. You worked at Bannon Dunes before Sheamus. I mean, you lived around there. You worked at Bannon Dunes. Can you just let everybody listening know how you got into golf? I mean, where your path to the game started and how you got into a pro shop at Bannon?
Well, you can cut me off or change my telling at any point, because this could take a bit. But I started playing golf because some family friends played golf. And none of my family played golf because we're all from Pakistan. And so, you know, my dad played cricket and squash. My mom, she didn't play anything. She liked reading and doing other stuff. So they came over. My dad came over in 67 and really didn't have golf in his DNA, but they had family friends. And so we'd go out into a park and play. And then there was a little municipal nine course that is now closed that I learned to play on. And I got into it because, you know, I like nature a lot. I was kind of into bird watching. I was a nerd for that and just anything science. And so this golf course had a little creek and I thought it was cool. We'd pick up crawdads. And that was almost like my draw to golf. But, you know, time went on and I played more and Bannon Dunes opened up and in Portland, when we heard about Bannon Dunes in like the late '90s, we were like, there's this golf course. It's not going to have a clubhouse. It's right on the ocean. And that sounds cool. And so my family booked a trip in '99 where we stayed in those lily pond cottages and we played Bannon Dunes as Oregonians. I went it open for $35. I thought it was pretty dope because I'd never played on a fescue. And 2001, they opened up Pacific Dunes. And so, again, my family went down and we played it. And I told the pro I'd do anything. And he's like, if you're back here, it was like Friday. If you're back here on Monday, I'll give you a guest services job. I was like, okay. So we're driving back and I'm just telling my dad, I was like, this is it. I want to stay there all summer. And he's like, honestly, if I were you, I would go too. But the issue is, I don't think your mother is going to be cool with that. So he took care of my mother and I went to Bannon Dunes. And so my mom came around to it when she came down and I played golf and caddied every day for the summers and saved up money and stuff. And that was 01 to 04, 05. Bought some buddies down. It was fun. That was my connection there.
Yeah, there's not much about Bannon that's not fun. I mean that is exactly what the place breathes. You know, I mean, that's why I think you and I love it. I've read your story about the head covers. I know how the head cover business started, how the idea started in your head. I go to places now. You know, you'll go to an elite private club in the Northeast, or you go to this hidden gym, you know, in Alabama or Rhode Island or wherever, and I'm always, you know, I have no stake in Sheamus, but I feel like I've kind of watched the company grow so much over the years, and it's a company that I am so impressed in. I mean, I love you. I love Megan. I mean, I love everybody involved in and around the company. So, you know, I always see it, and I smile like I somehow am attached to it. What's it like for you, knowing you started this kind of independent company, small company, is focused on one thing? You know, it's... You had the backing of Bannon Dunes, which helped. What's it like now when you see all of what you've worked so hard in, you know, being accepted by the golf community, being loved by the golf community, and being showcased in these places that you and I couldn't even play, you know, 6 or 7 years ago? I mean, we wouldn't even have been able, we wouldn't even have known a member to get into. And now you have...
Well, Shane, we still can't play some of these places.
That's fair. That's very fair. There are plenty of places I still haven't and will not play.
A lot of places we can't play. But I would say I've always been a little bit surprised and a lot of bit flattered every time I see our stuff in some of these shops.
Okay.
But even more than that is when I see them on the golf course of these shops, like somebody's out there using it, you know, they're having fun and we're part of that experience. That's when I get really excited because, you know, our head covers, you can spot from the other side of the fairway and or even another fairway and know it came from Seamus. So it's like, and the cool thing is that like the people, like I never want to talk to them about their head covers. I try to chat with them just generally and always find that these are pretty cool people that are using Seamus head covers that have supported us. Like you say, these are customers that come back and we've been able to develop some great relationships within the golf community that make me feel like, you know, despite this thing, this pandemic and stuff and all this economy, that, you know, so long as we hold on, we'll still be able to do this for a long time, which is all I really want to do because I enjoy it.
We're going to take a quick break and be right back.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now, you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
You know, independent golf companies to me are, you know, continually blowing up. I mean, you know, we see these things popping up a lot. You see certain ones kind of, you know, move up to another level. And all of a sudden, this hat company or this towel company or this club cleaning company is all of a sudden on everybody's bag, right? I mean, head covers are a thing that we see a lot. And I know you have a lot of competitors that are coming up. What do you tell, you know, somebody that comes to you and says, I've got an idea for a golf company or a sports company or just a company in general? What do you tell people since, you know, you're a success story? What do you say to people that come to you and go, hey, man, what advice do you have for me?
Well, I usually try to get to know them a bit and understand their background because the advice kind of varies depending on if it's a graphic designer or if it was somebody who was in finance, right? But in general, I noticed the same thing about these folks, and they're all very passionate about golf. And they're so passionate that they like to spend more time around it. And the best way to do that is to try to form a business that allows you to be both working and playing. You know, I think that it's a beautiful thing if you get it going. I think I try to get people to, you know, cool their jets a little bit, focus on making the best thing they can, and getting it to the person who's won it the most.
What is your current relationship with golf? Because I feel like, you know, the mantra always was, if you ever want to stop playing golf, get in the golf industry. What is your relationship with golf currently? And maybe not currently, but in, let's say, the last year. Because, you know, this last 6-8 weeks has been a little weird. What is it like for you in golf? Do you still love it? Do you still play all the time? Does it feel like work? What's golf to you?
I think that I disagree. Like, personally, I think that the mantra is true that if you're in the golf industry, you don't play. But I think that this is a choice. And I think that my choice is to play golf And my choice is to do, you know, even a little bit every day. So putting, chipping, hitting balls, playing 3 holes, 6 holes, 9 holes. That's kind of where my golf falls. And it's because, first of all, golf is a part of my wellness for sure. And I think it is for a lot of golf people. Getting out and walking and playing is really important to me because it makes me feel good. Being around friends at the same time, plus. So it's really important to me and was important to me going into this. And I think that my relationship with golf has only improved because I've been able to, I just like playing more, you know? I don't know.
It's where I'm at too. I feel like I go through times where I think I should probably be doing other stuff. Like, is there a hobby I should be picking up, or should I be reading more? Or, you know, I don't really play pickup hoops anymore. And so golf's kind of my lone sport that I still play at 36 years of age. But I have times where I don't like it. I'm in a point right now where I don't like golf at all because I can't get it to come together. You know, I feel like every round of mine, and I wonder sometimes, is my obsession with the end goal ruining my enjoyment of the 4 hours I'm out on the golf course? You know,
I stopped keeping score when we had our daughter 7 years ago. I just couldn't, like, and it wasn't immediate, like, oh, she's bored, not keeping score anymore. I got really frustrated for a while, no different than you, because practicing is really hard to prioritize, and
right.
To perform your best is no longer an achievable goal. So at least for some it is, but if you're working and you're trying to balance things, it's not possible. So, you know, some people just quit playing golf altogether, and I don't think that's the solution. I think the solution is to just accept what you're working with for the day and get out and play. So you can at least take the part of golf that's important. I've sort of set aside my goals of performance. And I think that I'll get back to it. I really would like to once my daughter gets a little older, but for now it's just gets your mind off stuff.
Yeah. Being on the golf course is a great place to be. I mean, I'm with you, and I understand, you know, I understand all of these things. I just have a hard time turning off the care. You know, I wish I could turn it off a little easier. And I have days.
Why don't we go? Let's go. We need to plan it. We're going to do 12 days and we're going to play the Preserve on repeat. We're going to play 72 holes of the Preserve for 12 days straight. You're going to be like, I don't care anymore.
Listen, if I play the Preserve 12 days in a row and still don't have a hole in one to my name, I might let that could be the end of me. That could be the whole goal of ours is to make me enjoy the game. And if I play the Preserve, like if I make 400 Preserve holes and don't make a hole in one, it's like, what am I even doing out here? How is that even possible?
This is a risk worth taking. We need to take this risk and see if we could do it.
I'm in. I am in. I'm trying to currently organize a late May, early June Bandon trip for the Sheep Ranch opening, obviously taking into account everything that's going on and travel and just priority. But I am trying to sneak in an opportunity to get to Bandon because I do always feel like when I leave Bandon Dunes, and this is not an ad for Bandon Dunes, but I do feel like when I leave Bandon, I like golf more. I enjoy the game more. I mean, you play from sunup to sundown, and when you get done playing and you're eating and having a beer, your entire thought process is, I can't wait to get back out to the golf course the next day. And I feel like when I play in at home, in the games I play at home, when I get off the golf course, all I can think is there a lake in Phoenix close enough where I can throw these damn golf clubs? That's not
well,
the right mentality.
You should do that anyways, just for fun. You know, I have this putter with a cork grip that I've thrown in the lake, and it's just pretty cool.
It just floats.
The cork. You seen those cork grips?
Yeah, it's a great idea. This is my new thing. I'm just going to throw my putter in the lake when I'm mad.
It's no different than a fly rod. I mean, it floats. I mean, that's why these guys are genius. They knew that you were going to your club in the lake, This way you can get it back without swimming and digging around that muddy bottom.
I love the idea. I love the 12 days of preserve. I think these are just brilliant ideas flying around. You guys, with your mass production, are you guys slowing down? Are you guys done? What's the plan kind of going forward for the company?
When we got into masks, our plan was to get out of it as fast as we could. Golf World is definitely returning at some point and in varying stages of that today. So we're filling our production queue with a mix of golf and masks, because if you think about it, masks, like you mentioned, are now part of the program for golf, right? And so I mentioned Band and Dunes because they've been very committed to us. They didn't cancel or defer any order, even though it might have made some sense. They also place a significant order for masks to get them back up and running. So last week, Megan and I drove down with the first installment so that they could have those. And then we sent some out to Sand Valley, and then, you know, our local city programming golf courses, they all needed masks. So we made those right after we got done with doing the frontline and our customers. And so there was a break there where we didn't even sell any masks to anybody on the website. And it was during that time that we were sifting through the various clubs and destinations that we work with and other organizations like Habitat for Humanity that were all needing masks that we've just been filling those since. You know, I think that we'll probably be more golf, barring any other unforeseen circumstances, in the next couple months, because I think a lot of these restrictions will continue to lift. But again, I don't know what the hell is going on. It's a pandemic.
listen, trying to predict anything at this point is just, it's just wasting your breath. You know, you're like, I don't know, man. I got nothing. I appreciate you coming on. I appreciate what you do. I appreciate what the company has done. You guys, as I've said, you guys have always been a very thoughtful company, and you are a very thoughtful guy, and your lovely wife is thoughtful. And I just, I root for you always. I root for Seamus. And I just want to say from everybody in and around the golf world, you know, thanks for thinking of others, because a lot of people don't. And the whole point of last week's Clubhouse and this one and the guest I have planned for next week was to bring on people that kind of looked at what was going on in and around the world in our country and decided, hey, I've got an opportunity to make a difference. And I feel like that's what you guys did. So I just, round of applause to you. I'm not going to clap because that would be awful.
No, I appreciate it, man. I mean, obviously we got to know each other through all this golf business stuff, but I still remember the time that I got to play a few holes with you and your pops out of Bannon, and that was a lot of fun. And I think if you're serious about coming out for Sheep Ranch and stuff, let's try to plan some time to either play or hang. I don't think we'll get 12 days of the preserve then, but I'd like to see it. And I appreciate you having us on this call, and thank you for the kind comments, man.
Yeah. What do you think my wife would say if I told her, as we have an 11-month-old baby that is getting into everything in and around the house, what do you think her reaction would just be? An instantaneous curse word at me if I said I'm going to on a 12-day golf trip? Would she hit me? I'm just trying to go through what would be the immediate reaction from her if I said I'm gonna go casually play golf for 12 days.
Well, the worst reaction would be just simple silence. Because if they don't say anything, then you got nothing. If they go with the, I think if you get the, you know, cuss word with an exclamation point, at least you have some time for rebuttal.
Yeah,
conversation going. You got a conversation. It's just not a good one.
No, it wouldn't be a great one. I you know what? I'm going to do this. You guys are going to listen to this on Friday. We're recording Thursday afternoon. I'm going to present this to her tonight in a completely serious face. And I will let you all know
on
social.
Do not say my name.
I will. No, no, you are not. You will know. You will not be brought into this, buddy. I promise you. But I'm going to throw this at Cindy, and I will let people know on social the reaction I got. I'm going to say, hey, I got this cool opportunity 12-day golf trip. I'm falling back in love with golf. I really need this, you know, personally. And just see, I will let you know. I'll let you know how it goes. It's going to go well. I can promise you that.
Good luck.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You may not have a second child if you that.
Could be one and done. I agree with you.
Might be one and done.
That's how it's going to go.
You know, I'm one and done too. Might be
that's this guy. Just follow in your footsteps. I appreciate
follow your dream.
I will. I appreciate the mask and I appreciate you coming on. And we will catch up at some point down the road, hopefully sooner than later.
Thank you, Shane.
We're going to take a quick break and be right back.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
A big thanks to Akbar for jumping on. A big thanks to Seamus Golf for always being so kind over the years to me and just being a cool company. They make cool stuff. That's all I can say. I'm giving them an endorsement. Not a sponsor of the podcast. Not a sponsor of mine. Just a friend of mine that does great stuff and has done great stuff during this pandemic. If you guys haven't checked out Get a Grip with Max Homa and Shane Bacon, that's me. That's my other podcast with iHeart, and obviously Max Homa is a PGA Tour winner and a buddy of mine, and we roll those out every Monday. If you haven't checked Get a Grip out, do me a favor, subscribe to it. It's a little different than this. It's a little bit more normally kind of tour-focused because Max talks about the tour. Right now, it's a little bit all over the place, and we try to have a little bit of fun with it because there's no golf to talk about. But we talk a lot about my golf, and I don't want to talk about my golf anymore. My golf game is awful right now. I don't hit it well off the tee. My iron game's trash. I can't make a putt. I'm hitting these awful bunker shots on like the top of the toe. Ugh, it feels horrible when I hit it. I hate watching it come out. Even if it gets close, I don't even enjoy hitting one close. If it like flips over the lip and rolls 12 feet close to the hole, it's not even a good feeling. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, I'm ready to get back to talking about actual golf, which is going to be happening in the next few weeks. But check out Get a Grip. And then this Saturday, we've been doing a re-grip series where we rewatch old iconic golf rounds. And this Saturday at 5 p.m. Eastern, we have the 2013 U.S. Open final round at Marion. Max played in that U.S. Open, and we have a very special guest, might be the guy that won that U.S. Open, is going to join us as well. So you can check that out on Twitter at Shane Bacon. Just follow me on Twitter, and that will be broadcasted live on social media, and then we repurpose those later on YouTube. The YouTube subscription is Get a Grip Pod. If you go to that, that is where you can find it on YouTube. Okay, that's enough. Have a great weekend. The Clubhouse with Shane Bacon is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.